Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us today is Ms. Vicki Glenn. She is Corporate Social Responsibility Specialist with Nebraska Furniture, and she's going to talk to us about what it takes for nonprofits to be able to partner with corporations to help those in need. Vicki, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well, Chris. How are you?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. We talked to so many different nonprofits and people who are having a big impact here in North Texas, and a lot of the different nonprofits, somehow or another, they're either trying to partner with a corporation to help them financially or help them, you know, logistically, or they want to. They're either doing it or they want to. And when you were telling me what your responsibilities are with Nebraska Furniture, I was like, wait a minute, you are the person we need to talk to. First of all, how you like this new job you've been doing?
Oh, Chris, I love it. I say this time and time over and over. I sound like a broken record, but I get to wake up every day and not only work with our Nebraska Furniture Mart team, now we're called NFM, so mm-hmm. We rebranded a little bit, but just excited to wake up every day to hold hands with my teammates at NFM and then alongside touching lives outside of our big storefront. So I love it. I'm just blessed to wake up every day to do what I do.
So how did you wind up in the world of philanthropy with NFM?
You know what, Chris? It's one of those things where it was an accidental job, and you probably know me from my Del Frisco's restaurant days. That's how it started. I was in like the VIP sales, and at the time, I always say that the right opportunity comes at the right time. And I used to go around our office with our previous CEO at the time, and I would make people recycle, and then we would do like gift wrapping events. So I was doing the good side of things on top of my real job at Del Frisco's. And one day my CEO came up to me and said, hey, would you want to do this full time? I was like, do what full time? He's like, be the philanthropy manager, take care of all of our corporate giving. And that's what you would do full time. So the opportunity presented itself to me, and I said, buy sales job. Let's go into seeing the world with Del Frisco. So that's how it started. And after working there for about 7 years, transitioned into being a stay-at-home mom. You probably remember those days when I would chat with you. It was like, hey, I need to go out and volunteer. This job came about a year ago. And when I was reading up about what it is, it was a fairly newer position. So I get to help build their employee volunteer program along with what they're doing here in the DFW Metroplex. So it's very cool to be in this brand new role and to help build something so special.
This is absolutely amazing. Again, you're the perfect person for this particular role because in all seriousness, Vicki, you are a people person and you have a Rolodex. You have contacts with all kinds of people, and you bring people together. You were doing it for Del Frisco, and now you're able to do it with Nebraska Furniture. I find this amazing because in the world of philanthropy, it's about who you know, and then you're able to help people connect.
Yeah. I mean, I joke about this all the time. It's, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies, and making sure that we're saving some humans along the way. Mm-hmm. So it's fun. It's something that brings me joy every single day, and to be able to just make an impact with an entire slew of people here in DFW. Not only, I mean, we have other locations as well, but our store here has close to, I believe, 1,500 employees. So we're always looking for opportunities to support and make a difference.
It's amazing because, again, what we like to do is help change people's lives and help empower other people and get things done. And in a way, when you took that time out, it was like right towards the end of the pandemic or in the pandemic when you said, okay, I need to spend some time with my family. And when you decided to get back into the quote-unquote workforce, the work world, I'm sure you were thinking, like a lot of people, like, I'm not just going to do a 9-to-5. I'm not going to do something that I don't need to do. I've got to do something that's fulfilling.
Yeah, I mean, I think there were days, right? And just looking back on the COVID days, and I can't believe it's been 4 years now.
Isn't
from this time of the year, four mm-hmm. years ago. But I remember holding my toddler at the time saying, okay, well, if I was still working, what can I do? And we just felt hopeless, right? We couldn't leave our homes. We couldn't go anywhere. And you were seeing these stories. So I knew that once I was ready to go back into the workforce, and one of the things that I looked at as well with NFM was, what is our culture? What's their history? How did they get there? And they're not, how are they this big, massive furniture store? What's behind the people that built it? So mm-hmm. looking into a company that cared about our culture, our people, I think at the end of the day, it was, how do I still make a difference
mm-hmm.
and be a good mom, but at the same time, make sure that I'm doing what I love most. And it was all things, you know, philanthropy and giving back. So I think a lot of that passion came from just sitting back and seeing that I couldn't do anything during COVID other than keeping my little family together. And there were days where we were just passing out water to people outside on the street just in case they needed some water and be able to give back. So it's definitely one of those experiences where I can't stay home, but I want to go out and I want to support the community.
You know what I love about on your website, on the NFM.com website, it says you guys are committed to strengthening communities that we call home. That's why we're passionate about forging dedicated partnerships in each region and seeking out volunteer opportunities for our staff. We don't have four locations. We have four communities. And our company is made up of people who live and work in the community, and we're invested in seeing those communities thrive. I love that philosophy because that's what it's all about. The bottom line is that's what it's all about. Nobody lives in isolation. Everybody works together to various degrees. So in your role with NFM, what do you do for the employees in particular? Then we'll talk about the nonprofits.
Yeah, no, it's one of those special things where one of the benefits at NFM is we pay our employees 40 hours a year to go and volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a full-time staff, we pay you on top of all the other benefits. NFM pays you to go and volunteer. And those are just an addition. When you look at it, that's an additional week of going to support a nonprofit that's closest to your heart. So that is definitely one of the things that we're proud of.
So you're encouraging, you're basically not just encouraging,
yeah.
You're paying your employees to give back to their communities, and in particular, the ones that are close to their heart, the nonprofits or the organizations that are close to their heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't just force our employees teammates. We don't force our teammates to volunteer at a particular nonprofit that they don't want to support. So that is why we have our four pillars, which is animal protection and welfare, food insecurity, Then we have our community and neighborhood improvement and our civil rights and social action. So those are the four pillars. As long as they fall under that and they're approved, they can just pick, get online, pick where they want to go volunteer, mm-hmm. and they're out with their teammates making a difference in the community, which is really cool because, I mean, there's certain people who want to go volunteer at, you know, a pet home or a pet adoption home. And there's some people who want to just go clean neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So not only are we improving your homes inside our where you're living, we really improve the entire holistic community. So where that's outside, inside, and we're right along with you when it comes to civil rights and social action. We want to support what's closest to their hearts.
Oh, this is just outstanding stuff you're talking about. Again, we're talking with Vicki Glenn. She's the Corporate Social Responsibility Specialist with NFM.com. And you guys, like I said, are a major corporation in the country. And you're giving back and you're doing a lot of work with nonprofits and, of course, organizations that are not necessarily nonprofit, but they make a difference in their communities. And one of the things I was also curious about was, and a lot of major corporations and a lot of them are moving down here to North Texas. They have what they call ERGs, which are employee resource groups. And those are like organizations within a corporation. In other words, they get groups of people who have like-minded ideas on certain topics. It might be just the parents under the age of 35 group. It might be the Asian employee groups. It might be the, you know, the African-American employee group. But they're all ERGs. Do you work with ERGs, or is this something that's not a Nebraska Furniture Mart thing?
We do. And it's, you know, perfect timing that you asked about that, because we just launched a new ERG group. We have a group that is just dedicated to those, like you said, like the mom groups.
Yeah.
We don't have one for the mom groups, but we have one for women in leadership. We have some for veterans and their military families. Mm-hmm. They're called the Heroes Group. So I work with them hand to hand, and I say they're like my best friends in all of the activations. And I'm in a department that collaborates with every single department, right? When there's things mm-hmm. going on the HR side, we need some blood drive. A lot of that comes from our benefits and HR side. So I'm working with those teams. But the ERG groups are my favorite to work with because, for example, when we do veterans activations, and I failed to mention that we do pay for our team to walk in parades. So, for example, if there was a parade during Veterans Day, I'm working directly with our Heroes ERG group, who's working with veterans that are working for NFM to get them and their families to come and walk the parade, and we pay them to do that. So that's part of our volunteer package.
Excellent. I mean, I love all of this because, in all seriousness, for those who don't know, what the best places to work are not just employee friendly, but you want to help community. You want to help the community that you're located in, and the communities that have the people that work in those organizations, they have like-minded ideas, and they don't want to just feel like they come into work, punch a clock, and go home. They want to be able to, if you get more productivity, I'm speaking for all the vice presidents out there, the corporate leaders who are listening to this show, you get greater productivity, and you don't lose your employees if they have those ERGs that they feel like, oh, wow, there's a group of people in this organization that are just like me, and we have some of the same interests. And then, therefore, you go to work and you become more productive because it's not just the job. It's someplace you enjoy going to or interacting with people as well. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, 100% correct, because when you look at the history of where NFM is today, like, we've been around for 87 years. We have a woman founder, and in that 87 years, Chris, there were zero layoffs. There has been zero layoffs since Rose Lumpkin brought this to life. And a lot of those employees, 10% of our employees have been with NFM for 20 or more years. So when I was looking kind of from like external perspective of not being part of NFM, I was already, let's be real, most of my home comes, a lot of the furniture comes from NFM. One of the places where you can go,
oh, yeah.
you can buy anything in your playroom. I mean,
hey.
From tables to all the fun things in the home.
When
right?
NFM got to Dallas-Fort Worth, North Texas, it was one of the biggest occasions because everybody knew. It's kind of like in the grocery world. Oh, there's an HEB. Oh, my goodness. Nebraska Furniture's coming to Texas. Oh, my goodness. Same kind of thing. Yeah. The reputation speaks for itself.
Yeah, and now there's Grandscape right there, and that's part of our company as well, where you can go and play badminton, and you can go and surf now on site at Grandscape, and then you can walk over and shop. So I mean, it's a whole experience in that little community. So for those of you who have not gone out to Grandscape, go check it out, because it is such a fun thing to do. But just jumping back to our founder, Rose Lumpkin, she came here from Russia, and she was an immigrant, and she had this idea, right? 87 years ago in 1937, she took $500 and opened a pawn shop, or basically under her husband's pawn shop, this furniture shop. And that was the idea behind what's today, what you know of NFM today when you walk in. And for those of you who have not gone to NFM, please bring your tennis shoes, because it is a walk.
It is. It's an amazing place to be. Again, it's got all kinds of furniture. But more importantly, like I said, the people who work there are just simply amazing. You know what? You mentioned the founder. For some reason, because he's such a big investor, I always thought that Warren Buffett was the founder of Nebraska Furniture. I mean, everybody thinks about Warren Buffett when they think he's one of the most successful investors in the entire world. So obviously it must be a good thing. But he invested in her idea.
Yeah. In 1983, and we call Mrs. B is what we call Rose Lumpkin. I feel like she's my grandma now because of all the stories that I hear about her. I mean, she worked until she was 103. She was there every single day in Omaha, Nebraska, where this idea started, and her first furniture shop started was in Nebraska. But between her and Warren Buffett, it was a simple handshake. It was
wow.
I know I know the family. I know that this is the best price, and he trusted her, and she sold 80% of her business to Warren in 1983, which is incredible because this woman barely spoke English as well. I think one of the things too, Chris, just from like humble beginnings, she came to the United States as a refugee. She had this idea, and as a woman in 1937 to create something this grand, I mean, females weren't doing it back then.
Right.
So she's giving all the little girls, and I say this all the time when we, connect with Girls Inc. and all these other opportunities or nonprofits. One of it is woman empowered. Mrs. B started this company in 1983 with $500, and she didn't speak English. Her children taught her how to speak English, and it's just incredible. I mean, it's one of the stories that aligns well with me. I'm actually a refugee from Thailand, and we came here when I was 2 years old. So my English is not my first language. So I had to learn how to speak English, and I know how hard that is. And then when you have family who doesn't speak English, mom and dad, we're just here to give us opportunities to be in this great country of the United States, to give us just dreams and hope. So I think I align well with Mrs. B. I was like, that's why I say that she's like my grandma. I'm trying to, build a legacy for my family and to be able to look back at life to say, hey, what can I do to make a difference in our community? And this job was just so perfect.
You know what, Vicki, on a side note here, all these years I've known you, and I never knew that your family was from Thailand. I got to say this little side story. I've actually been to Thailand more than just Bangkok. I went on a trek to the northern jungles of Thailand. I went to Chiang Mai. I went to My Home Song. I've been way up there.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, I've been up there. I had so much appreciation, especially for I saw the reclining Buddha, all the different statues, and it's just beautiful. And the people there are so absolutely wonderful. I cannot believe you and I have never talked about that. But we will. We will on another occasion.
We need to. I need to see photos.
I've got to show you the pictures again. I've never been impressed with the TV series Survivor because they've got TV cameras. I did it. I did it without TV cameras. Me and a couple of friends, we went up there, and we were in the jungles with nothing. No electricity, no anything. It was absolutely amazing, and it was quite an adventure. But, that's a side story. I'm talking again.
Yeah, impressive.
Yes, I'm talking to my friend Vicki Glenn. She is the Corporate Social Responsibility Specialist with NFM.com, and we're talking about how corporations partner with nonprofits to help everybody. Everybody wins when something like that happens, and corporations have a lot of their employees. They incentivize them to volunteer in their communities, in different organizations or groups or nonprofits that they actually want to do something with, not something that is required or something that, you know, the corporations make them do. In your position, you've been able to see how nonprofits have approached you or how maybe NFM says, wow, this is a good organization. We heard about this organization and they're doing something here with, oh, let's say homeless people, or they're doing something with, food insecurities, or they're doing something with pets or animals who need help. You're able to see different organizations that may be the kind of organization that you'd like to partner with. What are some of the things that you say, okay, this is the kind of thing we're looking for? In other words, if I was a nonprofit right now and I had my 501c3, and by the way, if you're a nonprofit, that's the first thing you need to try to sell. You need to get registered as soon as you can. That's the first step to help you get across the opportunity to, you know, partner with different groups. But what are some of the other things that you guys say, oh, this is a great organization here?
Chris, that 501c3 is so important. In fact, in honor of our 85th year in business, which was just a few years ago, we donated $500 to 85 small nonprofit startups to start their own 501c, because we just know how important it is to have that money to start this nonprofit. So that was way before my time. I thought it was such a great idea to just help support. And that $500 is what our founder started NFM with. So bringing it back to what nonprofits need to do is, what a lot of people don't understand is the fiscal year, right? We are January to December. A lot of the times I'm getting donation requests from not just DFW. I get donation requests from Kansas City, where one of our stores, we're actually opening one in the Austin area, Cedar Park, soon. And
get ready, Austin.
Omaha,
buckle up. Here we go.
lots of furniture coming your way, so be ready. But we want to make sure that people know that we plan well in advance. So for those groups, we're earmarked for the next year already. I'm already talking about 2025, right? Everything that's given for 2024. And I understand that emergencies happen. So a lot of the nonprofits will go on our website. They'll request for a donation. We absolutely will review them. But if we plan ahead and we request for next year, I can actually review that and be able to support. So the hardest thing in my day-to-day job, the hardest thing, Chris, is telling people no.
Yeah.
And it's not that I want to. It's not that Vicky doesn't care. It's because I've already planned for the following year. So if there's going to be galas or, you know, book drives or anything like that, we furnish homes. We furnish homes for St. Jude this last year in KC. We furnish apartments with the Samaritan Inn. That's in North Collin County, where we go in with our team, and this is planned well in advance. We bring in furniture for individuals and folks who are just moving into transitional home where they're living on the streets and then they need a new apartment. Guess what they need? They need a bed. They need a bed to sleep on every single night so that they can then get up and go to work every single day. So those are when we talk about improving people's lifestyles, we're trying to make sure they're comfortable in their homes at the same time. So planning ahead, making sure that you're sending the documents, making sure that when you do ask for a donation, you're getting all your ducks in a row with your documents. And then, of course, like, why do you need this donation? So we like to ask that as well. We love to hear those stories. Once a year, we ask our internal employees to fundraise. And then in the month of January, so every single year, the month of January, we can have nonprofits request for grants. And that money that we disperse throughout the year, that's from our employees. And in the last 5 years, we've already raised $400,000, and we gifted that money from just our employees. So they actually get to pick how much comes out of their paycheck, how much we're donating. So that's one of our campaigns that we do early in the year. And this has already obviously been done. We've already dispersed the fund. We've already given the good news to all of our nonprofit partners. But just because we say no, that doesn't mean you shouldn't come back and ask us for a donation in the future.
Right. It just means not yet. It's like not. It's not no. It's just not now. And part of it is you've got to, if you have a nonprofit, you know, which is a hard thing to maintain. Your heart might be in the right place, but you got to you've got to have an organization in your nonprofit, even if it's only like 5 or 6 people, where someone's projecting where you hope to be. And with that in mind, when you approach an organization to partner with you, you got to understand that they've got budgets. They've got quarterly budgets. Like Vicky, you said you start out, like right now it's April. This month, I mean, this year is already taken care of, right?
For the most part.
For the most part.
We still have the emergency fund.
Sure.
Just to set up, right? We want to make sure that we don't just gift you with one thing. We want to continue to work with
exactly.
you. We like to have partnerships of, yes, we're giving you in-kind donations, which is the furniture, to make sure that you have the things in your home that you need. But at the same time, we want to find opportunities for our employees to volunteer because that kind of just goes hand in hand. So we're as successful as our nonprofit partners. So when we find those partners who support us, who give us opportunity to volunteer, we want to see kind of like the fruit of our labor at the same time. And we want to be there to support you. We don't want to just give you a couch
exactly.
or a bed or, you know, backpacks of food. We want to continue to support you to make sure that you're thriving in the community.
You know what, in a simple form, since this is a Sunday, it's like you're not giving somebody a fish, you're teaching them how to fish.
It's funny that you said, because our store director, Robert, who oversees the Colony store, he tells our nonprofits that every single time we meet with them, because it's so important for each, for each individual that we're supporting to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
We like to help school districts. We have juniors and seniors from Louisville ISD. They come in and they get to walk our stores and they get to learn how to design. So not only are we helping nonprofits, we're helping future leaders of the world. So if there's kids who are excited about the fashion design in your home, they can always reach out to us via their school district, and we'll take some time, and we have the ERGs who will help us with bringing these students in to see how they can now design furniture or sell furniture. There's so many different pieces and logistics, right? Think about the warehouse, everything that's there for furniture. We have students come in and walk with us to see what all goes behind the delivery. I always joke around and say we're like the Chick-fil-A of furniture shop, right? I don't know if you shopped there before, but once you come in like 7 minutes, I do it, and I was like, how the heck do we do this? But it's such a well-oiled machine. So we have students who's interested in that as well, or even on the HR side. So I always tell people, if you're interested in any piece of the furniture world, there's more to it with just not furniture. There's a lot of things happening behind the scenes.
Oh, it's an amazing concept. And again, you guys, your reputation speaks for itself. Like I said, in the world of groceries, everybody thinks about HEB because it's like, wow, that's the – and you mentioned fast food, Chick-fil-A. It's like, wow, that's the – well, when you say furniture, it's like Nebraska furniture. And everybody goes, wow, that's the – and I really, again, want those who have a nonprofit or they volunteer for nonprofits and they're like, wow, I hope my nonprofit or the nonprofit I'm working with, I hope it doesn't go under. We just need some partnerships. Again, Vicky, you're doing – believing that you're doing a very special deed here by explaining to different ones how to navigate partnerships with people who can help you. And again, it goes by, once again, planning ahead and not, unless it's an emergency, but just planning ahead and say, you know what, if we approach so-and-so, it may not be immediate results, but maybe we can be in their next quarter budget or their next year's budget, or it goes back and forth where maybe some people that we're doing can help them or they can help us. That's what a true partnership is, right?
Absolutely. I can't wait to continue to support DFW, and we can't wait to make stores. We can't wait to just be out in the community. So if there's any time that you need anything, Chris, I mean, this has been so fun to chat with you, and I can't wait to hopefully maybe you can come and pack food with us one of these days. And
I might have to do that,
seriously.
I definitely want to do that. Again, is there anything coming up over the next month or two that you want to let people know that you guys are doing in your particular area, in your department?
We are actually, for the month of Memorial Day, we're going to go and we're going to support our fallen heroes. So we will be walking alongside our Carry the Load team here in Dallas. We do different activations, and Memorial Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July. We do have an upcoming all across the board. We go and we support Pride parades as well, along with Juneteenth. So in each region, not just in DFW, we're out doing those parades in all of our markets, just because it's important not to just one store, it's important to all of our communities and employees. So lots of different things going on. And then during the Christmas month, we actually work with Toys for Tots, where we ask people to bring in toys, donate toys, and then we bring that to DFW kiddos. So there's a lot of things. If you go onto our nfm.com website, you can scroll down to events. You'll see different activations, from adopting animals. Oh, who does not love fur babies?
Yeah.
Fur babies are like our love for all things. So we do adoption events on site. There's one coming up, I believe, on the 16th in the Colony. So we'll have a lot of cute little fur babies looking for a good home. So if you're interested, please come on and support. Otherwise, we do these types of activations throughout the year. And of course, we try to do inside things during the summer months, because it's hard to do a pet adoption during, you know, August here in mm-hmm. Texas. But otherwise, just continue to check our website. And for those of you who are looking for donations, go to nfmnow.com/community. Just hit the community page, and then you can see all the things that we're doing on the community front.
I can tell.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You love what you do. I'm so glad you found the perfect career coming out of the pandemic.
It's been a blessing.
Yes, it's been. And again, you're able to do much more because you love what you do. It's not just a punching the clock 9 to 5. And again, for anybody who's got a nonprofit, anybody who likes to volunteer, I just thought it'd be a really good idea to have you on to show the corporate side and how that particular part of the partnership works, and how you might be able to partner with some organization, or how different organizations with their employees and the ERGs are able to help and reach out to different communities that they're involved with. Vicki Glenn, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Chris. It's been a joy.
And joining us right now is a guy, his name is Michael Thompson. Michael Thompson is the Executive Director of Workforce Dallas. Michael, how you doing, man?
Chris, I'm doing wonderful. I always say another opportunity to impact lives That's all I can ask for. So I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. In fact, I'm so glad we have you on because a lot of people may have heard about Workforce and Workforce Dallas, but they don't know some of the details. Can you tell a little bit about this organization and about how I'll kind of summarize it? You guys collectively lift communities by mentoring and training with a holistic hands-on approach to workplace development. In other words, you help people acclimate to the workforce, and you do it by not just turning them in and turning in a notice or sending in some information online. You actually work with them to be prepared to do the work.
Absolutely. That you said it to a T, Chris. And the big thing is, like you said, we're hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand it's just not about careers with Workforce Dallas. It's about the people. It's about the community. We know that so many people in our community, especially coming off of the pandemic, go through a lot of trauma. A lot of people are losing their jobs. A lot of people just didn't have any hope. And that's like a lot of times I tell people that's the definition of Workforce Dallas. We want to provide hope and we want to provide opportunity. So right off the bat, Workforce Dallas is Mayor Johnson's initiative to really impact our community with top upscale opportunities and trajectory change in employment. Keywords, upscale and trajectory change. We have so many people in our community that are working two and three jobs, and we just want to eliminate that. We want to give them the opportunity to gain the knowledge that they need to work with these top organizations in our community and in our city.
In other words, not just have a job, but an opportunity for a career.
Yes, sir. That's what we do. We do careers, trajectory changing careers, because a job to us, a job is just temporary. And the opportunities that's out there now, we want to educate our community to know it's there and it's there for the taking and we can help you get there.
So when someone is looking for an opportunity, how do they reach you guys and how do you guys reach them? In other words, I'm looking at ground level. Let's say during the pandemic, someone got laid off. They got downsized and they're like, wow, I got downsized. I got a skill set, or wow, I thought I was going to be able to do something, but you know, they stopped college. I was in community college. Or I was at University of North Texas or TCU or SMU, UT, wherever. And they stopped classes for a while and it just threw me off. How would an individual like that get a hold of Workforce Dallas, or how would Workforce Dallas find that individual?
Yes, sir. Great, great question. So what we do is we partner with all the nonprofits in the community, all the institutions of learning, all the churches, nonprofits, anyone that's doing work to impact lives, that's who we partner with. We have over 300 employer partners. So we're definitely going to find individuals that need the help. But what I do is anytime that I go on a panel and talk or I go on a great interview like this, I give out my direct phone number because I know sometimes some people might not have access to a computer. So I give out my direct phone number. I'll definitely do that today. But other than that, they go to workforcedallas.org. Again, that's workforcedallas.org. And with us being very hands-on, we have navigators that contact them back in under 24 hours. We do that on purpose because we want to make sure that they understand their value and it's a lot of opportunities out there. So we call them back in 24 hours and then we just have a conversation with them. We never force any type of employment on them in that first conversation. It's all about getting to know them and finding out what's best for them. So those are the ways that we get into the contact with them all.
I like what you're talking about because you're matching people up and their skill set and the opportunities of what they want to do. And I'm sure when Workforce Dallas was first happening, and again, you in fact, when I first met you, we were at a nonprofit function. It was not necessarily a gala. It was a function though, where you had a lot of different people there, and they were applauding some of the students that were working there and had a chance to live some of their dreams. And I was thinking when I was talking to you then, I was like, I know there are some people who never heard of Workforce Dallas. And then again, mentioned Mayor Johnson came up with this. And it's like you guys are able to partner with all these different nonprofits. So, again, my question for you is, how with somebody, or how would you guys, I mean, you mentioned through the different nonprofits, they say, you know what, we got a couple of kids here, we got a guy here, there's a lady here that can handle this, and so you guys meet up some kind of way it happens, right?
Yes. So also I would like to mention that Dallas ISD is a big partner of ours.
There you go.
There's so many organizations like Goodwill, Salvation Army, many other Workforce Solutions, many other people that's doing outstanding work. They also know that the trust is in Workforce Dallas, because they're not going to recommend anyone to us if they don't know that they can trust in us.
Mm-hmm.
So like we've impacted so many lives with opportunities. Now it's just the best marketing is word of mouth. Of course, we have all the social medias and we have all of our events, but the way that you get to individuals is by impacting others. Mm-hmm. When they find out, hey, oh man, they helped me, I'm going to tell someone else. And then they're going to tell someone else. And then that's when people come to us, because they know that they can trust us.
That's the bottom line. It's all about trust. In all seriousness, the reason people and organizations can trust each other is if the results are there. In other words, they took a chance on it, and things worked out, whether you're a potential employee or whether you're a potential employer. You're like, wait a minute, they were able to supply me with people who could get this job done. They're loyal. They're considerate. They can handle the job. And guess what? I'm actually helping them and their families as well. Right?
Correct. And it's just not that either. All of the things that we help with is completely free. Every single thing.
Get out of here.
So we've been blessed to have many partners that all of us want to see our community succeed. So the top barriers when it comes to employment are transportation, childcare, language barriers, and criminal background.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those barriers, we have partners that help with those. So if anyone comes to us to Workforce Dallas, like I said, it's more than just careers. We really walk with them to success. And anything that they need for is transportation. We have partners for that. Childcare. We have partners for that. And even criminal background. So a lot of times individuals come to us with needing fair chance employment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is employment where we want to set them on the right path to overcome anything that has happened in the past.
Right.
A lot of times people come to us with no hope, with no opportunity, and they don't think something right around the corner is there for them to succeed. And we want to make sure that we help them with it. And now we've had individuals that are managers now with top organizations that have come to us needing that support. So that's just a few examples, but we have many, and we're excited to add even more in the future.
You know what? Sometimes, like you said, you're trying to help people who might have had a criminal record, and their criminal record was something that was very, very minor, but they thought that would block them from having their dream job or block them from having an opportunity. And sometimes it's just a matter of sitting down with some people, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I said that conversation in the beginning is everything.
Mm-hmm.
We want to build that trust so they know that, hey, it's not over. It's just the beginning. Because like you said, Chris, there's a lot of opportunities out there. And top organizations now, they need hard workers.
Yes, they do.
Of course, what's on your resume is great. But when I talk to recruiting managers and HR managers, the thing that they're looking for most is hard working individuals with a can't say no attitude. Someone that's, then the word no is not in their vocabulary. They're mm-hmm. like, I'll work on it. I can get there. That's what they're looking for. So anyone that's listening to this podcast or listening to this this interview,
mm-hmm.
please know, reach out to us, because there are opportunities out there for you, and we can definitely help you with it.
With that in mind, when I speak to school students, whether they're elementary, middle school, high school, or even college, I always try to reinforce to them that it's not just about straight A's. They want to know if you're going to show up. In other words, they're looking at your Absolutely. Attendance record as well. So, again, you might be very, very smart, but you don't show up all the time. Or you may show up all the time, but you don't have straight A's. You have C's or B's. You can still get the career that you want if you just show up. And like you say, you have a Can't quit attitude. I we're going to get this thing done. I'm going to accomplish this particular goal.
Yes, I always say consistency and hard work equals opportunity, and opportunity equals success. So you have to have consistency. That builds character, and that shows individuals in the workforce that you're here to do a job, and then we can train you to get you where you need to be. But you have no idea, Chris, man, customer service and a person that's driven and just consistency is hard to find. So if you have that, you can do anything, because we can prepare you, you know, for the training and things like that. So
exactly.
please reach out to us.
Exactly. And again, I always like to say this, because this is what coaches say to athletes. The best ability is availability.
It's availability.
So you need to be there. You got to be able, they want to be able to count on you. You don't have to be the very, very best, because you might get there. But guess what? You're there every day like clockwork. You're getting it done like clockwork. They can count on you. They can give you the keys to the building or the car because they know you're going to get it done because you're there like clockwork. And speaking of getting it done and the ability and a possibility and availability, there are so many different businesses moving to Dallas, Fort Worth, and North Texas. Can you talk about the supply and demand thing that's in favor of everybody who lives down here compared to, let's say, you know, L.A., New York, Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., or Miami?
Absolutely. We have, I said before, we have 300 employer partners. I think half of those are on the Forbes list of top companies.
Wow.
In the world,
mm-hmm.
in the world.
Mm.
And just a few of those are Parkland Hospital, AT&T, FedEx, UPS, UT Southwestern, American Airlines, Bank of America, all these individuals, companies, they are partners of ours. And they're looking for you. They're looking for the individual right now that's listening to us. If you think that you can't work for these companies, you can.
Yes, you can.
I want to say that I'm the executive director, and I'll tell you this from my mouth. You can, and we can get you there. Because now the employer are looking for top individuals that bring that desire and that bring that work ethic. So again, all of these companies are in Dallas, and they're looking for you.
They really are. And this side of the pandemic, I think a lot of different corporations and companies and small businesses learned there is power with the employee. In other words, they need good people, because through the pandemic, you know, a lot of people say, you know what? They laid me off. I'm not going to work for that company no more, but I'll work for this one. And I just need to find this one. Or they wound up moving because, quote unquote, said corporation or company or small business laid them off, downsized them, whatever it was. And they're in Dallas, Fort Worth now. And they're like, I've got to be able to find me a place to work. And I'm not going to work at just any place. I want to work at some place that actually wants my skill set. And I know I can prove myself to them. Is that some of the things you're seeing when you talk to people?
Correct. Two major factors that top companies use now. Livable wage employment, of course, the pay is tremendous now, because they want not only a top employee, but a happy employee. So
yes.
Livable wage employment is huge. And then home life balance. They want to make sure that their employees have an available life
mm-hmm.
at home with their family. And then they can bring that to the job. Some of them have in-house childcare.
Yeah.
They have so many companies that push having groups inside of their workforce just so they can build that camaraderie, and it builds a better whole company. So yeah, that's a lot of them look for these things.
We're talking with Michael Thompson. He's the executive director of WorkforceDallas.org. And you mentioned a lot of these companies nowadays, they have childcare or access to it right there on the job. And I bring that up because there's so many women in the workforce nowadays, and a lot of them have kids, or they have families, or they have husbands or not, but they have kids, and they're looking for these opportunities as well, because either they move to Dallas, Fort Worth, or even from a small town in Texas, they say, you know what? I think I want to move to Dallas. I want to move to Fort Worth. And where do I go? But I've got kids, and I want to be able to spend some time with my kids. I want to be able to have access to some sort of child care while I'm working, or be able to work from home and work at the office. You've got a list, don't you, Michael?
I do, yes, sir. Absolutely. So
all kinds of organizations.
It's so many. We're fortunate enough to have a great partnership with the Child Care Group. They source around, I would say, 13 different locations in our city. And if you work for a top company, they have a partnership with that child care could be free. So just opportunities like that, I would love to talk to anyone that's listening that is something you need. And we can work with you on it. I'm also blessed to have the great Lynn McBee. She is the workforce czar.
Mm-hmm.
So she is a huge part of what we do at Workforce Dallas. And she's always working hard to try to defeat that barrier of childcare, because it is a huge thing in our community. But we definitely want to help those that's trying to get back to work or looking for a great childcare that they can trust. And because we definitely can do that.
Exactly. This is 2024. You know, this is not the 20th century. This is the 21st century. And people want to have a fulfilled life. They're not just doing 9 to 5 and getting paid. They're like, you know what? I want to be able to do something for myself and my family if I can. And I want it to be flexible enough. I think that's some of the lessons that a lot of different businesses, small business, large business, learned through the pandemic. We've got to be flexible for our employees and our staff so that they can give us their best. We've got to be able to give them their best, and they're going to give us their best if we make it flexible. If they can work at home and they don't have to work necessarily 5 days a week. And then again, there are some jobs, there are some careers where it flexes through the weekend. And that might be fit. Yes. That might fit your lifestyle as well if you're out there looking for an opportunity.
Absolutely. And even if you're a small business owner or entrepreneur, we want to make sure that you guys understand as well, Workforce Dallas is support to here to support you as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many partnerships with top companies where they want to work with you to help you build your own business. So I don't want people just to think, you know, we're just here
for employees. You match up small business with larger corporations. I love this because it's all impacting the community in a positive way. Everybody wins.
Yes. I want everyone under our umbrella. We want to impact from veterans. We have opportunities for them. We talked about people with criminal backgrounds. We can help them. Even young people looking for apprenticeships or internships. We have opportunities for them. We have so many upcoming events coming up, and I love to talk about those.
Please go right ahead right now. Go ahead right now.
So we want to make sure that we can impact everyone. A large thing that we do, we've had over 75 events already in probably a little over a year that Workforce Dallas has been in existence. 75 events. A huge one that we had was with the TD Jakes Foundation, mm-hmm. and the Dallas Mavs, your own Dallas Mavs, Chris.
They're rolling.
Yes, sir. It was a huge success. We had over 1,500 people come.
Wow.
We had 500 hires. We had resume writing classes there. We had financial literacy classes there. 40 of the top employers. So these are the events that we're trying to give to our community to know that anything that you need, we're here for you. So a huge one that we have coming up, we just announced it, is going to be May 8th with UNT Dallas and Radio 1. It's going to be 11 a.m. mm-hmm. to 3 p.m. It's going to have everything that you need there, top employers, apprenticeship opportunities. Everyone is invited. It's going to be a great, great event.
So that's going to be on the campus, North Texas, Dallas location?
Yes, sir. The Dallas location.
That is fantastic. Again, the opportunities are there. You just need to find out more, and you can go to workforcedallas.org for all that information. And Michael, I know you got some stories since you've been here of different individuals or even a different business or whatever that got impacted, and it was like, wow, this is like dream come true for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to dive into that, but just a little about me.
Let me go ahead and ask you that now. Let's talk about you, because you wound up down here as well.
Yes, sir. I was going to put the two together. So I'm originally born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is from Dallas, Oak Cliff area.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to come back and forth a lot. So just, you know, learning more about him. My dad and my mom were in outreach for 25 years.
Wow.
So I like, yes, sir. So I like to tell people, you know, impacting lives is in my DNA. This is what I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I vividly remember, and a small story for you, I vividly remember people just coming to our home, right? In no hope, head down, shoulders slumped, tears in their eyes. But they would leave one with a full tummy because my mom definitely going to cook for them. We're from the South, so she's definitely going to cook for them. But also with hope and opportunity, because that's what my parents did. And that stuck with me, that feeling to see people now with hope and drive and motivation, that stuck with me. So I knew at an early age, I think I was about 7, I knew at an early age that's what God put me on this earth to do. So fast forward all the way to college, I received a basketball scholarship to Langston University.
Well, up there in Oklahoma. See, I went to OU, and my nephew actually graduated from Langston. HBCU?
Yes, sir. Proud HBCU grad. But while there, I knew I wanted to use basketball in a way to provide opportunity and hope for people in our community. Because, you know, everyone loves sports. But when it comes to giving back, a lot of people wasn't doing it. So that's what I did. I became SEA president, proud member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity.
Me too.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the Nukes.
Yo.
So just then showed me I could do this at a high level. At the time, my president was President Haysbert. I was an ambassador for the school. And I just could see, you know, a lot of times my fellow students wasn't getting the financial help that they need. A lot of them wasn't going home on holidays and things like that. And I would ask them and they would just say, we don't have the finances. So I went to her and to my president to see what we could do. And she, quite frankly, she just told me, listen, I provided everything you need. You're a leader. Just get it done. So I wrote a grant request to the city government of Oklahoma City. And I received a $3,000 grant. And from that $3,000, I was able to impact probably around 150 students.
Wow.
With funds to go home for the holidays. And after that, they saw it and it was like, okay, whatever you need, we can do. So we started a nonprofit called Each One Teach One at the school. At the time, I'm 20 years old. And it's continued to go on today that now every student that goes through that organization, once they graduate, they receive an opportunity for employment through the city government of Oklahoma City. So it was huge at the time. From then on, I just knew. Yes, sir. So from then on, I knew that I could do this at a high level. So I started working with I was chosen to work with President Obama, his initiatives, My Brother's Keeper, because they wanted, you know, student athlete leaders on their campus to be a part of that. So it was only 20 of us chosen out of about 500 applicants. From there on, everything went so great there that I was able to join the team. I was able to gain an opportunity to work with them. I started to work with them for 2 years. Then I became the director of young adult employment. So everything was just going great. I knew I was going to be in the White House one day, but it just shows you God has a different way of what he wants you to do. Unfortunately, my dad became ill. So me, at the time, I was newly married. I had a 1-year-old. But at the time, we moved back to Dallas to help, you know, just take care of my dad who was ill. And that's when all of this came about. I started working for Workforce Solutions as the director of young adult employment. And then I was just blessed to be able to meet Lynn McBee. And just talk with my fraternity brother, of course, another new Eric Johnson, the mayor, and learned about Workforce Dallas. And to be able to lead this organization to where we are now is everything. And we just want to continue to be the workforce that our community needs. We're very hands-on, and it's showing. That's what our community needs, and we can't wait to impact even more.
Oh, that's a great story. And again, you're impacting lives and you knew that was your calling, you know, at a young age. And ironically, through all these twists and turns and the knowledge that you've gained on your journey, you ran across Kyrie Irving. You were telling me, and I want to hear this story. You actually, when you're in Brooklyn, he was helping you guys with a couple of projects.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, Kyrie is such a phenomenal athlete, but he's an even better person. And I'll tell anybody that. So my time there, I started working with the Nets and their foundation, working with youth and just having conversations with Kyrie. I tell a lot of people this, anyone listening, I would not be where I am today without those conversations. Just about the importance of being your authentic self wherever room you go into, because it builds the youth. When they see it, they know they can do the same thing, and they know they can do whatever their heart desires with consistency and hard work. Nothing is promised to us on this earth, but if you go out and get it and do your best at it and consistency and just continue to chop wood, anything is possible. So those are the great things I learned from Kyrie. Can't wait to talk to him again, because I think just with his all even brand and his answer, his organization with Anta, he's going to be able to really change a lot of lives with the arts and with education. So, man, if he's listening today, hopefully we can get a chance to talk and the many great things that he's doing across the world. We want to bring that to Dallas. So, yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, let me tell you something. A lot of people are finding out more and more about Kyrie and absolutely loving the guy that got traded to the Dallas Mavericks and what he's doing, not only on the court, but the things quietly, low-key he's doing off the court. In fact, just one little nugget. Remember about a year ago, and a lot of people thought, well, he might leave and go to the Lakers. If you looked, when they showed him talking to LeBron at one of those Lakers playoff games and he was standing there talking to him before the game, I was looking at the cap he was wearing. And it was the same South Oak Cliff football back-to-back state champs. I said, Kyrie ain't going nowhere.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. He's huge in the community, and he knows the community already. So, yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I found out that he got that cap at Big T Bazaar. So you know he knows the community if he went to Big T Bazaar. For those who know Oak Cliff, you know Big T Bazaar. But, hey, I got you on. And I want you to say this once again. Michael Thompson, Executive Director of WorkforceDallas.org. How can people, if they want to volunteer, people want to try to get employment, gain employment, and they feel like their situation is dire or whatever, or they got some hurdles they think they can't overcome, or if they're a small business or a corporation want to partner, how can they get a hold of you guys? And anything else you want to say?
Yes, sir, absolutely. So this is my direct phone number. To any employer. So we deal with HR managers, CEOs of companies, recruiting managers, all the way to any nonprofit leader, or if you go to a church that you just want to help, anyone that wants to do help, this is my direct phone number. It's 469-253-4656.
Let me tell you something. You guys are affecting lives, and that's what it's all about. You guys are making that huge difference, and I want to thank you again for being on the show.
Yes, sir. And one more thing, Chris, I have to say this because I want to motivate other leaders out there to hopefully be a part of this next year. I've recently been a name and honoree of the People Newspapers 2024 20 Under 40. They identify and celebrate 20 business/community leaders that's under 40. That's just doing amazing work in the community. So I'm very proud of it because, you know, I do this work to change lives. I've never done it for a pat on the back. So to receive that from, you know, my peers or from other organizations, that means a lot. I'm very appreciative of it. So I just wanted to say that to everyone out there. And hopefully, you know, I can inspire people to be a part of it next year.
That is fantastic. Congratulations. Thank you all again for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.